Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump hosted presidents, prime ministers, and top diplomats at a signing ceremony to launch his Board of Peace at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Trump reaffirmed the Board of Peace will start with a focus on Gaza, but then look globally, and said the group could work with the United Nations to help resolve conflicts.
Together we are in a position to have an incredible chance. I don't even call it a chance. I think it's going to happen. To end decades of suffering, stop generations of hatred and bloodshed, and forge a beautiful, everlasting, and glorious peace for that region and for the whole region of the world, because I'm calling the world a region. The world is a region. We're going to have peace in the world. And boy, would that be a great legacy for all of us. Everybody in this room is a star, or you wouldn't be here.
A number of countries, many of them close U.S. allies, have expressed concerns Trump might want the board to rival the U.N. The full membership list is still not clear. Meanwhile, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff says Trump is considering ideas like a tariff-free zone for Ukraine that could help industry develop in the war-torn country.
I think we've made a lot of progress. I think in the beginning of this process, there was a little bit of confusion. I was going to Moscow quite a bit, but I think it was important that we go there because we're at the end now, and I actually am optimistic.
Audio courtesy Victor Pinchuk Foundation. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, Witkoff said he'd depart for Moscow tonight. Asian shares mostly advanced after Trump walked back from imposing tariffs on 8 European countries over Greenland and ruled out using military force to take control of the territory. This is AP News. A former Uvalde schools police officer has been acquitted of charges over the response to the Robb Elementary massacre.
On May 24, 2022, at least 370 law enforcement officers rushed to Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, where a teenage gunman ultimately killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers. Adrian Gonzalez was among the first on the scene, but prosecutor Bill Turner says
there was a man who had a duty to act, who failed to act.
Gonzalez faced 29 charges of child abandonment and endangerment and up to 2 years in prison. But his attorney, Jason Goss, told jurors,
the memory of those children that I agree should be honored is not honored by an injustice in their name.
Jurors deliberated for more than 7 hours before doing just that. Gonzalez said he was thankful, but declined to offer a message to victims' families.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The state of Maine has relatively few residents who are in the U.S. illegally, but in its largest cities, it does have a notable presence of refugees, and that's put it in the crosshairs of the Department of Homeland Security.
People are afraid. They are scared.
Pius Ali, Portland City Councilor.
Imagine you are a parent and you step out to put your kid in a school bus. By the time you turn around, you are surrounded by ICE agents.
Mark Dion is the mayor of Portland, which has thousands of residents of African descent.
While we respect the law, we challenge the need for a paramilitary approach to the enforcement of federal statutes.
ICE says it has about 1,400 targets in Maine and had made 50 arrests by Tuesday. I'm Ben Thomas.
A House committee advanced resolutions to hold former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The Clintons have said they had nothing to do with Epstein for decades. Bill Clinton offered to have the committee leadership and staff interview him in New York. Chair James Comer rejected the offer.
Former President Clinton and Secretary Clinton were legally required to appear for depositions before this committee. They refused.
The Clintons contend the subpoenas are invalid because they do not serve any legislative purpose. Committee Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a distraction. Republicans should focus on release of the Epstein files.
1% of documents is unacceptable for a bill passed by the United States Congress that they are in violation of. They're breaking the law right now as we speak. And all we're asking for is accountability.
No former president has ever successfully been forced to appear before Congress. Federal immigration officers are asserting sweeping power to forcibly enter people's homes without a judge's warrant. An internal Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo obtained by the AP shows a sharp reversal of longstanding guidance meant to respect constitutional limits on government searches. The memo authorizes ICE officers to use force to enter a home based solely on a more narrow administrative warrant to arrest someone with a final order of removal, a move that advocates say collides with Fourth Amendment protections and upends years of advice given to immigrant communities. A whistleblower complained said the memo itself has not been widely shared within the agency, but its contents have been used to train new ICE officers who are being deployed into cities and towns to implement President Trump's immigration crackdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has backed off his planned tariffs on European allies over American control of Greenland. The abrupt cancellation came after the president said he and NATO's chief agreed on a framework of an Arctic security deal while meeting in Switzerland.
Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted.
Without giving details. That was hours after an extraordinary speech in Davos where the president said he wanted to own Greenland.
A piece of ice. Cold and poorly located.
And vital to U.S. security, insisting NATO help America take Greenland from fellow ally Denmark.
It's a very small ask.
Earlier this week, the president threatened tariffs on Denmark and seven other allies starting next month, unless they helped transfer Greenland to U.S. control. President Trump is pushing NATO to let the U.S. acquire Greenland. The president says the Arctic island is part of North America, our territory, and he wants it.
Including right title and ownership.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the president says he will not use the military to make that happen.
I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
Instead, he wants NATO to let the U.S. take Greenland from Denmark. An unprecedented test for the alliance with a warning from the president.
You can say yes. And we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
Part of a speech where he repeatedly blasted allies, arguing Europe is going in the wrong direction, unlike the U.S.
And when America booms, the entire world booms. It's been the history.
President Trump is set to talk with Ukraine's leader as Russia's war drags on. President Volodymyr Zelensky says nearly 60% of Kyiv is without power as Moscow continues hammering the capital's power grid amid one of the coldest Ukrainian winters in years. Against that backdrop, the two presidents are due to speak Thursday, with President Trump urging both Zelensky and Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal.
And if they don't, they're stupid. That goes for both of them.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says he'll discuss proposals to end the war with both Putin and Ukrainian officials.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that all meetings will go well on that subject. We need a peace.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Congressional co-sponsors of a law forcing the Justice Department to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell can file a lawsuit seeking a court-appointed observer to ensure compliance. But they lack the legal right to append their demand to her criminal case, according to a ruling from Judge Paul Engelmeyer. He blocked Democratic Representative Ro Khanna and Republican Thomas Massie from intervening in Maxwell's sex trafficking case. The lawmakers, whose Epstein Files Transparency Act was signed into law by President Trump in November, petitioned the judge last week in a bid to speed the public disclosure of files. Engelmeyer largely agreed with the Justice Department's insistence that he, as the judge overseeing Maxwell's case, had no authority to grant Khanna and Massey's request for an independent monitor to ensure the immediate release of more than 2 million documents. Julie Walker, New York.
During oral arguments before the Supreme Court, the justices seemed inclined to keep Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook in her job, casting doubt on President Donald Trump's effort to fire Cook based on allegations she committed mortgage fraud, which she denies. Critics say the move is purely political. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump court appointee, says,
"No remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines. I mean, that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed."
No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be independent of day-to-day politics. Justice Kavanaugh also raised questions on the future effects of the case.
"Just thinking big picture, what goes around comes around."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
European Council President Antonio Costa says President Donald Trump's threats to take over Greenland and slap tariffs on EU countries opposed to the idea pose a challenge to Europe's security principles and prosperity. French President Emmanuel Macron said the EU could retaliate by using a trade bazooka, a powerful tool to retaliate against the U.S., using economic pressure such as punitive tariffs, market restrictions, or limits on investment. But European Commission spokesman Olaf Gill says the EU right now is operating with restraint.
"The priority here is to engage, not escalate, and avoid the imposition of tariffs. Why? Because this will ultimately harm consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic."
Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the Commission is working on a massive European investment surge in Greenland to beef up its economy and infrastructure. I'm Donna Warder.
NASA still won't say which of four astronauts on the International Space Station had the issue January 7th that led to the first medical evacuation in the history of spaceflight. But crew member Mike Fink says an onboard ultrasound machine was extremely useful during the medical crisis.
"When we had this emergency, the ultrasound machine came in super handy. So I'd recommend a portable ultrasound machine in the future for sure for all spaceflights. It really helped."
Japanese astronaut Kamiya Yui says he was impressed by how well the pre-flight training paid off in dealing with the health concerns.
"Of course, we came back early, but including this kind of decision, this is actually very, very good."
Zena Cardman commanded the Dragon Endeavor's return flight. She says NASA made all the right decisions in prioritizing the crew's well-being. The three, along with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Platonov, had to come back more than a month early. NASA and SpaceX are now working to try and move up the launch that will send their replacements back to the station. I'm Jennifer King.
Ex-NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya has launched her campaign for U.S. Republican senator from Minnesota. In a video posted on social media, Tafoya says that her career walking the sidelines when the pressure was mounting and the stakes were highest taught her about how leadership really works. In the video, she alludes to the immigration crackdown in her state, making clear that she stands with federal law enforcement. Tafoya also takes shots at Democratic Governor Tim Walz for the fraud cases that have dogged his administration. She's been quickly endorsed by U.S. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks bounced back on Wall Street from their worst day since October. The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Wednesday after President Donald Trump said he reached the framework for a deal about Greenland. Trump said he won't impose tariffs that he had threatened on several European countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 588 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 1.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market in another signal of reduced worries among investors. The value of the dollar clawed back some of its declines against other currencies after sliding the day before. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Former MVP and All-Star Cody Bellinger has agreed to stay with the New York Yankees on a five-year, $162.5 million contract. NFL 49ers GM John Lynch says disgruntled star receiver Brandon Ayuk has played his last snap with the team. Rams Pro Bowl linebacker Byron Young missed practice Wednesday with a knee injury, and Seahawks QB Sam Darnold was limited with an oblique injury ahead of Sunday's NFC Championship championship game. In the AFC title picture, Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker Harold Landry II did not practice with a knee injury, and Broncos running back J.K. Dobbins was limited with a foot injury. And in tennis, men's third seed Alexander Zverev, American Francis Tiafoe, and American women Jessica Pegula and Madison Keys were among those who advanced to the third round at the Australian Open. Rory McIlroy believes the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have grown too far apart to form an alliance and bring a splintered sport back together. McIlroy says, quote, "I just don't see a world where it can happen at this point." McIlroy was speaking ahead of the Dubai Desert Classic on the European Tour. Brooks Koepka's return to the PGA Tour from LIV has brought into sharper focus the fading hopes of any form of deal being struck by top officials on two circuits. A judge has granted Duke's request for a temporary restraining order blocking quarterback Darian Mensah from enrolling to play football at another school until a court hearing set for February 2nd. The school filed a lawsuit Monday in Durham County Superior Court against Mensah, seeking to block his efforts to transfer and reach a contract with another school to play next season. The complaint came 3 days after Mensah reversed his announced plan to return to the Blue Devils after leading them to the Atlantic Coast Conference title. Charles Bediako is returning to college basketball. The ex-Alabama men's player had his eligibility reinstated by a judge who blocked the NCAA from retaliating for his return to the 17th-ranked Tide. Bediako had signed several NBA developmental contracts since going undrafted in 2023, playing in the NBA Summer League and G League. He previously played 2 seasons at Alabama, averaging 6.6 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks per game, twice helping the Crimson Tide make the NCAA tournament. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Denmark's prime minister is saying her kingdom can't negotiate on sovereignty after Trump backed down on Greenland. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has released a statement following President Trump's meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. Following his meeting with the NATO head, President Trump announced he agreed a framework of a future deal on Arctic security. In her statement, the Danish leader said that NATO is fully aware of Denmark's position that anything political can be negotiated on, including security, investment, and economic issues. But, she said, we cannot negotiate on our sovereignty. Frederiksen added that she had been informed that this has not been the case. The Danish PM said that only Denmark and Greenland can make decisions on issues concerning Denmark and Greenland. Trump on Wednesday abruptly scrapped the tariffs he had threatened to impose on 8 European nations to press for US control over Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. Political parties in Bangladesh have started campaigning ahead of national elections in February. It will be the first vote since the 2024 uprising that forced out longtime Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The frontrunner in the race for power is the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. A 10-party alliance under the Jamaat-e-Islami Party has emerged as the main opposing contender. The interim government has promised a free and fair election, but questions were raised about the ban on Hasina's Awami League Party. The election will take place on February the 12th. I'm Karen Shamas.
The CEO of Ryanair has dismissed Elon Musk's idea of buying the budget airline and has shrugged off insults from the billionaire in a war of words that erupted over installing Starlink systems on aircraft, the spat between the world's richest individuals and one of Europe's most outspoken corporate bosses has been escalating for days. O'Leary says the airlines ruled out putting Musk's Starlink satellite Wi-Fi on Ryanair planes because the extra fuel drag from the system's antennas would be too costly. Musk fired back on his social media platform X, calling Leary an utter idiot and an imbecile. He then polled his users on the idea of buying the airline. O'Leary says non-European citizens can't own a majority stake in a European airline anyway. Musk was born in South Africa and lives in the US. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
taxes was feeling unwelcome. Now Taxes is an open door, literally, to new TurboTax stores. Meet our experts in person.
Hi, welcome in.
They're powered by smart tech and ready to do your taxes for you. Get real-time updates while you go about your day, confident your taxes are done right. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. TurboTax stores opening soon. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Taxes was waiting on the refund you needed yesterday.
All right, your car repair is going to run about $3,000.
Ugh.
Now Taxes is getting back on the road with TurboTax and Credit Karma, where you can get your refund up to 5 days faster and get personalized guidance to take every dollar further. Now this is Taxes. Intuit Credit Karma with TurboTax. Deposit a federal refund into Credit Karma Money Account and early submission of refund data by IRS required. Terms apply. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Credit Karma is not a bank.